Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it.
Today, I want you to forget everything you know about sales. We are going to be talking about spin selling. You are going to learn all about what spin selling is. You're going to learn about asking the right questions in your sales sequences. We're going to go over some real world examples of what spin selling can accomplish. We're going to talk about some more advanced and complex sales strategies, go into some resources and tools. So this is going to be a great sales education podcast. You're going to learn about a very specific sales strategy called spin selling, which is a very popular sales strategy. So let's get into it. So I told you to forget everything you know about sales. I told you to cut the crap, the always be closing hard sales mantra. Today, we're going to answer the question, what is spin selling? So always be closing, hard closing, that's out. The hard sell is out. The smart sell is in. In today's world, it's not just about pushing products. It's about pulling in customers through genuine value. And the key to that, it's not your charm, even though that can help a little bit, but it's your ability to ask the right questions. So this is where spin selling comes in. Spin selling is a framework by Neil Rackham. There's a book about it as well, but now it's been taught 100,000 times. So spin selling is a framework that transforms your sales calls and demos from awkward pitches into value-driven conversations. So there's no more sleazy tactics. There's no more one-size-fits-all scripts. Spin selling is a strategic way to uncover your customer's deepest needs and position yourself as a solution. So what's spin selling? What's this spin magic? Spin is an acronym for the four types of questions that will guide your sales conversations. So spin stands for situation, problem, implication, and need payoff. So situation, you're going to establish context and ask a question like, what systems are you currently using to manage your customer data? Situation, I need to establish context. Problem, I have to uncover the pain points. So a question could be, what challenges are you facing with your current data management? Or there's a million other questions you can ask, but the point is, you have to uncover the problem. You have to uncover the pain. Third question is implication. So you are exposing the consequences of the problem and the situation. So the implication is, how does this data management issue, for example, impact your team's efficiency and overall revenue? And lastly, need payoff. You have to paint the picture of a brighter future. You could ask something like, if you could seamlessly integrate your customer data, how would it transform your business? So again, situation, problem, implication, need payoff. Situation, establish context. Problem, uncover pain points. Implication, expose the consequences. And need payoff, paint the picture of a brighter future. You see what we're doing here? We're not just asking questions. We are using questions to build a narrative. We're leading the customer on a journey of self-discovery. And at the end of that journey, they are begging for the solution you're offering. See, spin selling isn't just about closing deals. It's about building relationships. By understanding your customer's needs at a deeper level, you're able to provide tailored solutions that deliver real value. This leads to a happier customer, increased loyalty, and ultimately more revenue for your business. But spin isn't just a tactic. It's a total mindset shift. It's about prioritizing the customer's needs above your own desire to sell. And it's about becoming a trusted advisor, not just a salesperson. Now, we know that spin is all about asking the right questions. So let's talk about this for a second, because asking the right questions, it's an art. It's not a science. It requires active listening, empathy, a genuine curiosity about your customer's world. So don't just rattle off a list of questions like a robot. Engage in a conversation. Dig deeper. Ask follow-up questions. Here's a few tips to elevate your, I guess, spin question game. So prepare, understand the four steps: situation, problem, implication, need payoff, but don't overscript. So have a general framework, but be flexible and adapt to the flow of the conversation. Listen more than you talk. So the goal is to understand your customer, not to impress them with your knowledge. Don't be afraid of silence. Let your questions sink in. Give your customers time to think and respond. And lastly, practice, practice, practice. The more you use spin, the more natural it will become. Now, spin is great in theory, but let's get down to some tactics. So here's how spin selling plays out in real world scenarios. I'll do a SaaS scenario, a software as a service scenario, and then a consulting scenario. So for SaaS, situation could be, the question would be, I understand you're using multiple tools for project management, communication, and time tracking. The problem would be, are you finding it difficult to consolidate data and get a holistic view of your team's performance? The implication would be, how much time do your employees waste each week switching between different tools and searching for information? And the need payoff would be, if you had an all-in-one platform that streamlined your workflows and provided actionable insights, how much more productive would your team be? Now, this line of questioning positions the SaaS startup as the solution to the customer's fragmented workflow and productivity challenges. Scenario two, with a consulting firm or an agency. So the situation could be, you've been experiencing consistent growth, which is fantastic, but how is that impacting your internal processes and systems? The problem could be, are you finding that your current systems are struggling to keep up with the demands of your growing business? The implication, could these inefficiencies be hindering your ability to scale effectively and maintain your competitive edge? And the need payoff would be, if you could optimize your processes and leverage data-driven insights to make informed decisions, how would that impact your growth trajectory? So by highlighting the potential risks and opportunities associated with the customer's growth, the consulting firm establishes itself as a strategic partner who can help them navigate the complexities of scaling. Now, keep in mind, I just rattled off situation, problem, implication, and need payoff one after another. In a real-world conversation, there'd be a lot of other context and other conversation points, but you'd eventually want to get through these four particular spin items. Now, for advanced entrepreneurs, after you sort of figured out the basics of spin, mastering the art of implication questions is crucial. So implication questions, I'm going to explain what they are in a second. They are the linchpin of the spin framework because they expose the hidden consequences of the customer's problem and they amplify their desire for a solution. So implication questions are all about the what ifs. What if this problem continues? continues to go unresolved? What could be the long-term impact on your business? What if you could eliminate this bottleneck? How much faster could you achieve your goals? What if you had access to real-time data and insights? How would that change the way you make decisions? So by painting a vivid picture of the potential outcomes, both positive and negative, you create a sense of urgency and make the customer realize the true cost of inaction.
If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm.
Thank you, Indeed, for sponsoring today's episode. Now, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find a quality candidate fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. And this is where spin selling transforms from a conversation into a catalyst for change. Because again, spin selling is not just a sales methodology. It's a philosophy that permeates every aspect of your business. And when you adopt this customer-centric approach, you can build stronger relationships, because when you genuinely care about your customers' needs and challenges, they become more than just clients, they become partners, can drive innovation. So when you understand your customers' pain points, you can develop products and services that truly solve their problems, and it can create a loyal following. So customers who feel heard and understood are more likely to stick with you for the long haul. Spin selling can even transform your company culture. When you encourage employees to ask the right questions and actively listen to customers, you foster a collaborative environment where everyone is focused on delivering value. So at this point, you've asked the spin questions, you've uncovered your customers' needs, you've established yourself as a trusted advisor, but now it's time to seal the deal. How do you transition from insightful conversation to a confident close? So here's where spin selling shines once again. When you understand your customers' needs so thoroughly, you're able to tailor your pitch and present your product or service as the perfect solution to their problems. So you want to summarize the key takeaways, recap the customer's challenges, and reiterate the potential benefits they stand to gain from your offering. You want to address any lingering concerns, so use the information you've gathered through spin to anticipate objections and then proactively address them. And then you want to paint a picture of success. So show the customer how their life or their business will be transformed once they implement your solution. Remember, the close isn't about pressure. It's about aligning your solution solution with the customer's needs. And by doing so, you create a win-win scenario where everyone benefits. Now, for more advanced entrepreneurs that deal with complex sales cycles and high-value deals, spin selling can be even more impactful. So here's how to adapt the framework to suit your needs. You can involve multiple stakeholders. So in complex sales, you will likely be dealing with multiple decision makers. So use spin to uncover the individual needs and motivations for each stakeholder. You can build a consensus. So facilitate conversations between stakeholders to ensure that everyone is on the same page and understands the value of your solutions. And it's easier to build consensus when you've gone through this checklist. And then you can also navigate objections strategically. So in complex sales, objections can be more nuanced and require a deeper understanding of the customer's organization. So if you've done spin right, you can use your spin insights to tailor your responses and overcome resistance. Remember, complex sales requires patience, persistence, and a deep understanding of the customer's landscape. By leveraging spin selling, you can navigate the complexities with confidence and close deals that will drive significant growth. Now, in the era of digital transformation, spin selling remains as relevant as ever, but it requires adaptation to meet the unique challenges and opportunities of the online world. So here's how you leverage spin in the digital age. So social selling, so you can utilize platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Ask thought-provoking questions and share valuable content that addresses your target audience's pain points. For content marketing, you can craft blog posts, articles, videos that subtly guide readers through the spin framework, subtly uncovering their needs and positioning your solutions as the answer. For email marketing, you can use personalized email campaigns to ask targeted spin questions and spark a dialogue that leads to deeper engagement and ultimately conversions. For webinars and virtual events, you can host interactive sessions where you can ask spin questions to a larger audience, gauge their response, and tailor your presentation accordingly. And for chatbots and AI, you can employ conversational AI to automate initial interactions, gather basic information, and qualify leads by asking spin-inspired questions. The key is to seamlessly integrate spin into not just your sales strategy, but your digital marketing strategy as well, that creates this cohesive customer journey that builds trust, nurtures relationships, and ultimately drives revenue. Now, to truly master spin selling, it's always essential to equip yourself with the right tools and resources. So books that you have to read. You have to read Spin Selling by Neil Rackham. This is the seminal book that introduced the spin framework and revolutionized the sales industry. The Challenger Sale, and I will do a separate podcast on the Challenger Sale at a different point in the future, but the Challenger Sale is a great sales book by Matthew Dixon and Brent Adamson, and it explores the power of challenging assumptions and teaching customers something new. And lastly, The Sales Magnet by Kendra Lee. It offers some really great practical advice on attracting and engaging high quality leads. Now, for courses and training programs, HubSpot Academy offers free online courses on sales fundamentals, inbound marketing, customer service. Sandler Training provides comprehensive sales training programs for individuals and teams. And Richardson Sales Performance also offers customized training solutions for complex sales environments. And lastly, for software and technology, there's going to be tons, but some go-tos: Gong, which is a great AI-powered conversation intelligence platform that analyzes sales calls to identify patterns and provide insights. Chorus.ai is a similar platform that uses machine learning to extract actionable insights from customer conversations. And then HubSpot, which is a great leading CRM platform that integrates tons of various sales tools and enables you to track customer interactions. And when you start to invest in your knowledge and you leverage the right technology, you will find that you can take your spin selling skills to the next level and achieve this unprecedented sales success. Because at the end of the day, spin selling is more than just a sales technique. It is a movement that changes the way businesses interact with their customers. When you embrace this customer-centric spin selling approach, you can elevate your brand. You can become known for your commitment to understanding and solving your customers' problems. You can attract top talent because top performers want to work for companies that prioritize relationships and value. And lastly, you can drive long-term growth. Happy customers are loyal customers, and loyal customers are the lifeblood of any successful business. Remember, at the end of the day, spin selling, it's not a gimmick, but it can be a game changer. So stop pitching, start asking, and watch your business transform.
That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.